From Malvern Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the international radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This edition of the program comes to you from the Free Presbyterian Church in Malvern, Pennsylvania. During the next several programs, Dr. Mark Allison, minister of the Malvern Church, will be bringing a special series of messages. Here to introduce the series is Dr. Allison.
This is Mark Allison, and it's a joy to be with you for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, if you have a Bible, we are going to turn to the New Testament, Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 11. One of the things that we have been dealing with is the errors that are found in America today, specifically those that come from false teachers who are saying things about Christ and salvation that are not true. We have looked for a short time about some of the errors of Mr. Camping. And one of the errors that he has, it concerns what a sinner is to do that wants to be saved. And Mr. Camping would tell people to go home, read their Bible, call out to God for mercy. Now, both reading the Bible and calling out to God for mercy are not bad things. But when the Bible speaks concerning salvation, it does not tell us to go anywhere else except to Christ. Now, in reading the Scriptures, it's going to point us to Christ. In calling out for mercy, we should be calling out to Christ for that mercy. But we're to come to Christ asking Him to save. One of the great truths in the New Testament is that our Lord and the disciples invited men to come to Christ. They knew that they were bound by their sin. They knew that they could not come in and of themselves because of their sin. But they also knew that God would liberate men and bring them to Christ. And so the instruction that was given to sinners who wanted to be saved was to come to Christ. You have that coming from our Lord's own lips. And we're going to read about that today as we turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. And we're going to read the last three verses of this chapter. Our Lord said to those who were round about Him, Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you, and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light. Unlike many modern preachers, our Lord was willing to rebuke sinners. You find that in verse 20 of this chapter. Again, unlike many modern preachers, our Lord was willing to preach on hell. And again, you find that in this chapter, in verse 23, as He talks about hell and about judgment. But our Lord was also willing to speak on the sovereignty of God in salvation. And you find that in the verses just preceding that which we have read tonight. The Lord is sovereign in salvation. He brings men and women, boys and girls, to Himself, causing them to repent and to come unto Him for the free deliverance from sin that He offers. Men and women will not come in and of themselves. They find the terms of the gospel to be offensive. They will not come to bow their knee to Christ and His authority. They will not turn from their sins. And so, while they would have salvation on their terms, they will not come to embrace Christ on God's terms. But the Father moves upon the heart and He draws men and women to Christ. The Holy Spirit deals with men and women, making them seek the Lord in salvation. And in doing so, He makes men willing and ready to come unto Christ. And then when that soul has been dealt with by the Holy Spirit, He brings them all the way to the Savior, seeking Him for that salvation. Now, our Lord here in this passage tells us very clearly that it is the Father who opens the hearts. It is the Father who makes known the Son to those who are sinners. And yet here the Lord, understanding that completely, offers the gospel freely to those who are in need of salvation. And He does so in terms of an invitation. In verse 28, our Lord says to those round about, Come unto Me. There is the invitation. The invitation given to those round about in Israel, and certainly an invitation that we can give to men and women, boys and girls in our day. Come to Christ. Come and seek Him. Come for that which He freely offers. Now, you'll note that this invitation is addressed to those who are laboring and are heavy laden. The word for labor here means a hearty labor. It's one, it's a type of labor where one is wearied or spent from his labor. It's more than just mere working. Here is the one who is exhausted by his labor. This word is used in Luke chapter 5 and verse 5 concerning those who had toiled all night and took nothing. It wasn't merely they went fishing for an hour. They were up all night. They were wearied by their labor. You have our Lord Himself having this word applied to Him when it says in John chapter 4 and verse 6 that He was wearied with His journey. He was exhausted by the journey, and He sat down upon a well there in Bethel near Shechem. He is inviting those who have become wearied. How often sin is indeed a hard taskmaster that would weary the sinner, that would make him so weary that he feels like his life isn't worth the living. He has become exhausted by those disappointments because of sin, exhausted by the guilt that he feels because of sin, exhausted because of the hurt that he has done to others or the hurt he has done to himself because of his sin, or maybe even exhausted by the fear of judgment from the Almighty God because he knows that God has seen his sin and will punish it. Here you find that sin is a hard taskmaster and that there's a real weariness that comes with sin. Well, our Lord is inviting such men and women, boys and girls to himself this very day. Come unto me, all ye that labor. You that are exhausted and wearied from your labor, come unto me. The second group that he mentions here are those who are heavy laden. They have had a burden put upon them in the past, and that burden continues. How often our guilt is such a burden. It is a heavy burden. It weighs us down. And it feels like we're sinking down into the muck and the mire of this world. And we can hardly take another step forward. What is the problem? Well, this sin is a heavy weight that is upon the hearts of those who are indeed without Christ. So we have in this passage of Scripture the invitation, come unto me. And it's given to those who are wearied. It's given to those who feel the great load of their sin upon them. And you'll note that the invitation is to come to Christ. It's not to go and find a psychologist who will somehow get rid of your heavy burden. It is not even an invitation to come to church, although if you go to a proper church, that church will be preaching about Christ and the gospel of Christ. But the invitation is not to go to some man. It's not to go to a group of men. It's not even to go to the church of Christ. The invitation comes from Christ himself. And you may say, where is Christ? Well, since his ascension, he's been at the right hand of God. They're interceding on behalf of sinners. They're ruling over this world in which he is the creator. And Jesus Christ now sits at the right hand of God, ruling and reigning as the God-man over that which he has made. He is the Messiah, the anointed of God. And as such, he has the position of the King of Kings, ruling over all authority here on this earth. And if you would want salvation, our Lord says, if you're weary, come to me. If you're heavy laden, come to me. In other words, the scepter is held out and he is inviting those who are sinners, those who have great need and feel their need, to come unto him. In the Old Testament, you had the problem of Israel being in the pagan country of the Medes and Persians. And during that time period, Esther came to be queen over the whole realm, including the Medes and the Persians, as well as Israel. And while she was queen, there came this trouble in the land where Haman was trying to destroy Israel. And Mordecai came and was beseeching Esther to intercede on behalf of the people. And she made this telling remark to Mordecai that if the king did not hold out the scepter to her, that she would be destroyed. And there was great fear because she had not been in his presence for a number of days. Now, that's the picture that we have in the Old Testament of these absolute monarchs who had absolute power. And if you came into their presence without being invited, if you came in without them holding out the scepter to you, then those attendants around the king would whisk you away and put you to death. Well, we have a greater king than Ahasuerus in the Old Testament. And that mention whatever ruler or leader or governor or president that you will, our great king is ruling above them. And yet, rather than withhold the scepter, he stretches it out today. And he invites those who are weary and heavy laden to come to him in order that they might have rest. Would you note that they must approach Christ for this rest? As a preacher, it is my job to invite men and women and boys and girls to come to Christ. I realize that there are some Calvinists who will not invite men and women to come to Christ unless they have some inkling that perhaps they're dealing with the elect. But the elect are not mentioned to God's people. We don't know who the elect are. We are to preach the gospel to everyone and to invite them to come. There are some Arminians who will not invite men and women to Christ unless they feel that they have the ability to win them to Christ. Well, if you truly believe that God is sovereign in salvation and that he has commanded you to invite men and women, then you invite all to come. It is incumbent upon them that they approach Christ in order to have their sins removed. Your sins will not be removed if you're just going home and reading your Bible and calling out to God for mercy. You've got to come to Christ. You've got to seek him. You've got to beseech the Lord. The Apostle Paul says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, there must be a coming to Christ. There must be a seeking of Christ. There must be a desire for Christ to save. And so we see in the requirement that our Lord is laying upon those who are listening to him, the requirement is that they must come. This coming certainly would acknowledge Christ. This coming certainly would apprehend him as their own. My friend, if you want the salvation that is freely given, if you're wearied by your sins, if you're feeling the heavy burden of your sin, there is one who can release you from that burden. It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Today we would invite you, as the Lord does in this passage, to come and lay hold of Christ, that you might know the free pardon, that you might know Christ taking over and becoming Lord of your life. If we can be of any help to you in the coming to Christ, please give us a call at our church here at 610-993-3170 or write to us at our email address, malvernfpc@yahoo.com.